Brew on Brunswick are a proud 4ZZZ subscriber discount outlet.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Richard and Olive with your 8am Zedlines. This story contains a content warning. In local news, the search continues for a 23-year-old man who went missing after falling in the Brisbane River before 5:40am on Sunday. The young man, who couldn't swim, slipped off a floating dock in Jindalee, and nearby boaties flocked to the scene after hearing the young man's friends cry for help. Water police and rescue teams have been sent out to locate the young man. In other local news, the Bureau of Meteorology is forecasting wet conditions at far north Queensland today, for the possibility of a tropical low forming in the Gulf of Carpentaria. Senior forecaster Phelim Hanafy said areas north of Townsville could receive isolated rainfalls total of up to 200 millimetres, with wet weather conditions continuing through the week. Mr. Hanafy says, "We're looking at extensive showers and cloud areas broadly across northern Queensland, right down along the tropical east coast." In national news, iconic Sydney gay bars Oxford Hotel, Palms and Universal have been proposed for heritage listing. These three well-known locations are on Oxford Street and have played a role in Sydney's queer history. They were identified as significant to the LGBTQ+ community in a study led by the City of Sydney Council. Gary Witherspoon, a historian and member of the Sydney Queer Museum, says that the area's importance she may not be forgotten. He states, "Oxford Street allowed the LGBTQ+ people to explore opportunities and be themselves."
Also in national news, in Tasmania, an anti-salmon protest was held by the opponents of industrial fish farming. Participants lined up at Verona Sands, where salmon pieces washed up on shore following a mass death event in February. The RSPCA suspended the farm's approved farming certification after workers were seen disposing live fish with the diseased dead bodies. The anti-salmon protests raised concerns of lack of transparency, damaging the waterways, and the effects on native fish. Attendee Karen Keats stated, "The pollution that is affecting our native environment is a disaster." In international news, the United States launches airstrikes on Iran-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen as a warning to Hamas in Gaza. At least 31 people were killed in the attacks across Yemen in response to Houthi aggression in the Red Sea, targeting international shipping operations. It was the largest military operation ordered by President Donald Trump since he returned to the Oval Office. The president says he will use overwhelming lethal force until the rebels cease their attacks on shipping along a vital maritime corridor. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 23 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 32. There is no fire danger, and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au. Thank you.
Thank you, Olive and Richard. And also thank you to Ed Cooper for joining me for that chat before. Hopefully listeners enjoyed it. I certainly enjoyed talking to him, and make sure you check out the new album when it comes out this Friday. Now, I couldn't have Ed Cooper in for a chat unless I played a Saints song, and this is the song that gave Zedlines their theme song. This is Know Your Product by the Saints. You're on Suffering Jukebox here on 4ZZZ.